What kind of insurance is right for me? Am I covered properly? What is a personal umbrella? Can I rebuild my house if it burns? Welcome to Peace of Mind, the radio show that helps you navigate through the complexities of the world of insurance. Brought to you by More Insurance Services, Mountain Insurance in Murphy, and Mountain Insurance of Blue Ridge. And now your hosts, Mark and Kathy Moore.
Here we are, back on the air today. I am your host, Mark Moore, along with my beautiful wife, Kathy Moore.
It's hello.
Almost Valentine's Day, isn't it?
Yes, is that why you're saying that?
Yes. No, no.
Of course, you know, not.
Yeah, we could have actually done our Valentine's show like we did last year. So It's coming up Monday.
Yes.
So do we want to talk about that today or not? What do you think? Are you excited about talking about Valentine's Day?
Sure.
Well, Monday is not exactly going to be a good day to have Valentine's Day, is it?
Not really, because it's the first start of the week.
Well, we're trying to figure out. I've got to be at a volleyball practice with our daughter that same evening, so.
Well, you're not practicing.
It doesn't sound very romantic, does it?
No, it does not.
Yes. So I guess this kind of came in my head to talk about this maybe, but. You know, when we're having this time of year, I would imagine there's going to be some engagements, possibly.
Yes.
Maybe. So, a lot of times, what do you think people get engaged more, Kathy, on Valentine's Day, Christmas, you think? Probably Christmas, maybe? What do you think?
I don't know. Some people do it New Year's, too, I think. So,
yeah.
I think it's just one of those things where it's a good time, families together, and they can do those things. So, I don't know. We'll have to see. We'll be excited to hear.
Well, so if you are considering getting engaged, or perhaps you're going to be buying your significant other a, you know, jewelry or some kind of gift, you got to think about insurance on that too.
Yes, we do.
Because you know, say you want to buy your wife a earrings or a ring or what do women like to get, Kathy, for Valentine's Day? What would you like to have?
Just anything jewelry. They like that.
Anything jewelry. Okay.
You can't go wrong. That's what my dad always said. You can't go.
You can, I think.
He said you can't go wrong with
jewelry.
You
can't go wrong with it.
I don't think so.
Yes, you can. The one time I bought Kathy some jewelry that she didn't think was real jewelry. Remember
it was
that?
Costume jewelry.
Okay.
That's
so I went wrong. You can go wrong with costume jewelry.
I'm talking about real jewelry.
Okay, so the real stuff, you're
the
good.
Real stuff, you're all right.
So what do you think about the cubic zirconian?
I don't know if that's really real. That's lab created.
Okay, all right. So don't get in trouble, guys, with bringing the wrong stuff in. So what you want to do, if you do, are you going to make an investment in an engagement ring? Are you going to buy your wife? Kathy and I are getting ready to do 20 years now, so I've got to think about what she's getting me for 20 years, correct?
Yes, yes. What do I get for 30 years?
Well, we will see.
Yes, we will.
So what we're going to have to do is, as an insurance agent, you know, let us know. Now, you got to be careful as an agent because you don't want to spill the beans about what somebody's going to be getting.
That's right.
And this is a horrible, horrendous story, but one time I did spill the beans inadvertently.
Yes, you did.
And it's been probably 20 years ago now, but I still cringe about
it. He still cringes about it.
I'll finish that story in a second. But basically, what we're going to need is, as an insurance agent, if you have made the purchase, the bill of sale is what we would need to be able to add this onto your policy. And that's called scheduling a piece of jewelry onto your policy. Kathy's done quite a few of those.
Mm-hmm.
The reason why you want to itemize it or schedule it is because your homeowner's policy is going to have a limit of coverage for a particular item.
Correct.
Such as jewelry.
Yes.
I can't say that word very good. Jewelry.
Jewelry.
Okay. Mm-hmm. I guess I said okay. But so normally, and normally it's going to be pertaining to theft.
Yes.
So if you've got a homeowner's policy, $1,500 could be a typical amount that you would have, you know, if somebody stole jewelry, even though you had $10,000, since it was theft, and since there was a limit on that for theft on your policy, even though you've just lost $10,000, you would only get $1,500.
Yes, so I think they call it
Well, that's the other problem.
Yes.
So that's one problem is have yeah, if you have, and that's only covered for the perils, which is the causes of loss or things that happen to cause a loss. Mm-hmm. There are certain things that where the scheduling of the policy or the schedule of jewelry on the policy gives you a broader coverage than you would have on your homeowner's policy.
That's right.
So it's limited. Plus, like if it just mysteriously disappears,
right? Or you lost a stone out of it or something.
It
like
probably will not be covered,
right?
Unless it is scheduled.
That's correct.
So you want to have it where it's itemized on there if you mm-hmm. have anything over. Mm-hmm. You know, over, well, you can decide what you want to take as a risk.
Well, other thing is some people might have, they bought something and they don't have the receipt or they don't have like they have to go get it appraised sometimes. So if you're doing that and you're buying it, it's better just to give us a copy of the receipt. We know we can keep it on file and then you can schedule it so we know that we have it, you know, and we don't have to worry about getting it appraised later and trying to figure out what the value is. So
because they won't add it.
They won't
if you go in there and say, hey, I want a $10,000 jewelry on your policy,
yes.
They're going
to
say.
They have to have the cut, clarity, the way that it is set on your actual ring. They have to have, if there's more than certain types of stones, you have to list them all on the policy. And, you know,
they want to have a very good description,
uh-huh.
But the main thing is they want the value.
Yeah.
And we can't just say, okay, here's the value. We've got to have a.
Specifics.
From a jewelry store or jeweler gives you a value on that.
Correct.
I know back what I did, Kathy's ring, you know, we got engaged. I actually have it from the Shane Company.
Mm-hmm.
And they will go in and they will look at your ring periodically, I guess. Somehow.
You're supposed to take it so every
Yeah, you're supposed to have it, make sure the stone is still.
Make sure the stones are not moving around or so that way you don't lose a stone.
Yeah. So I've told the story before. But, you know, my mother, we were at Outback Steakhouse. I was probably 14. She came home. We were in Atlanta. And no, she has the ring, but the stone has popped out of her wedding ring. So they went back into Outback Steakhouse. We've lost the stone. They went through the table, underneath the table where she was at. They looked, and it was just gone. Couldn't find it. The next day, we were going to church. Something caught my eye on the floorboard of the car, and it was her stone.
Mm-hmm.
And the chances that happened, very, very lucky.
Mm-hmm.
The chances of her getting that back was very minuscule because it could have fallen out anywhere.
Mm-hmm.
So she ended up, getting it reset. But that will be an example of no coverage because if you didn't have it itemized or what we call a schedule on your policy, there would be no coverage.
Homeowner's policy.
And it goes also for other things of what's called intrinsic value, which is maybe something small that somebody could steal.
Right.
You know, firearms, jewelry.
Money.
Money is limited.
Money
you've got cash.
If you keep a bunch of cash at your house, you won't be able to, if something were to happen, then it's not going to have much of it placed on the policy.
We've had that claim before, mm-hmm. too. Somebody ripped off a bunch of cash out of a safe one time,
mm-hmm.
and okay, here's your $200 or whatever.
Yeah, it was minimal, and they're like, "What?" I'm like, "Well, you have to tell us what's you know."
That's I think it was gold coins that they had.
Mm-hmm.
So any type of
collectibles.
Yeah,
you need to let us know.
We are having I'm getting implemented a little better now, but we're going to have a coverage checklist. I'm going to start going over in these shows to talk about. Okay, here's our checklist that we do.
Right.
And here's the things you need to think about or at least consider. You know, sometimes you may say, well, you know, I don't want insurance. It's better to know what you're covered for and know what you're not covered for.
Right.
And that way when you have a loss,
there's
not a problem.
There's no surprises then. Yes. Yeah.
And people do have a short memory and they do forget sometimes,
yes, they
too.
Do forget.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. As you get older, you do forget things. So write it down.
Well, yeah. So we are... I guess what else we gonna talk about today, Kathy? I know talking about Valentine's Day, talking about jewelry.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe we'll share a little about how Kathy can tell the story how we met. Maybe I told the story last time. Maybe you can tell the story from your side of this. What do you think when we get back? Is that the biggest story?
I don't know.
What? Well, I'm way more enthusiastic about this, I guess.
So I'm enthusiastic.
Yeah. Okay. So it's been 20 years for us coming up. You know, Kathy. You know, she moved up here from Florida, and you were in culture shock, weren't you?
I sure was.
Yeah. So after the break, I'm going to talk about how Kathy and I finally met when we were 30 years old. And so that's been, I guess we can do some math here. Kathy's shaking her head no. I don't do the math. But we've been together for 20 years now. We've been married for 20 years. We've actually been together longer than that.
Mm-hmm.
So it is Valentine's Day, and we're thankful to be here working with each other.
Yes, we are.
Yes,
yes,
so. Okay, so after the break, we will tell you the exciting story about how we met back in 19, what year's the year was it? 1999, was it? 2000, I guess? 2000? Yeah, mm-hmm. 2000. So, all right, so I'm Mark Moore. This is Kathy Moore. We're on WJRB Talk of the Mountains.
Welcome back to Peace of Mind, here to help you find out if you need more insurance. Once again, your hosts, Mark and Kathy Moore with More Insurance.
Welcome back. This is Kathy Moore, and we want to let you know where we're located. We have three locations that are called More Insurance Services. One is in Blairsville, across from Home Depot, next to the post office. We're in the South State Bank building. We're on a separate entrance from the bank. We're not part of the bank, but we're in the bank building. And we have Cindy and Greg and Ashley and Shana, who would love to help you with your insurance needs there. Then we have our office next to the hospital in Hiwassee on Main Street. We're in the Town Trace building, which is a red brick building next to the hospital. And you can come by and see Joanne. And then our hub, which is our main office, which is in Hayesville, North Carolina on Highway 64. We're next to United Community Bank. Come by and see Diane, Rose, Amy, Mandy, Vaughn, Mark, and myself. We're all there to help you with your insurance needs there as well. We have two other locations. One is in Murphy called Mountain Insurance. It's a division of More Insurance. And we have Velda and Emily there who would like to help you with your insurance needs there. And then lastly, Blue Ridge. We are on the main drag there in Blue Ridge, and it's Mountain Insurance of Blue Ridge, division of More Insurance. You can by and see Jeremy and Kathy. And we'd like to help you. Check us out on website, which is www.more-insurance.com, and like us on Facebook.
Okay. So today we titled the show, Are You Insured for Valentine's Day?
Correct.
So my cousin Gene, who just passed away, always had a saying. He was, my mentor in insurance, and he always said we can insure everything but a broken heart.
That's right.
So that's right. About the truth. Now, to be honest, we don't do the health insurance. I didn't want to get involved in that. We don't do a lot of, we do term life. We don't really get involved in other lines of life insurance. Mm-hmm. I don't do a lot of professional liability, like medical malpractice, things of that nature.
We have, though. I could probably do,
that's not going to be, we're pretty much just, do home, auto, umbrellas, commercial, that
boats.
Sort of thing.
Boats. Yes.
But we can, in all intents and purposes, we can insure anything.
Bonds.
Yes. We can insure anything but a broken heart.
Correct.
So we can't insure that, can we, Kathy?
No, we can't.
So Kathy and I met at the insurance office. So
not necessarily.
Do you find that attractive that somebody was doing insurance, Kathy?
No, I was the girl next door.
Yes.
I wasn't in the insurance office. I worked next door to him at Dr. Hughes's office. I was a certified ophthalmic assistant and did a surgical scrub nurse for eyes, specializing in eyes in Florida. And when I moved up here to help out with my aunt and my cousins, I went over there to see Dr. Hughes.
You didn't tell him why you helped out, because
you were here because
of a tragedy.
Yes.
Her aunt was rear-ended, and she is a quadriplegic now. Mm-hmm. In fact, pray for her. She has a daily basis. She's been, she's been there for the family, but it's been a hard time for the family because you've been through the nightmare of having a family member that's gone from being a perfectly healthy person who's now a quadriplegic in a wheelchair.
Right.
So it's been quite a story just on its own. Mm-hmm. So that Kathy came up here to help out, like she said, with the children. Now, I thought Kathy had these kids because I see her riding on these kids, and I was like, oh, she's got kids. And so I found out later they were not her kids.
They're not my kids. Yeah, I was helping out. Yeah. So I was working at Dr. Hughes's office, and Dr. Hughes.
Everybody knows Dr. Hughes.
And he's an optometrist in Hayesville.
Yeah.
He asked me to work for him because he wanted his wife to be off with his kids in the summer. And so he kept telling me, his wife and him kept telling me.
He was my landlord.
Yeah, he kept saying, there's this guy next door you need to meet. And I'm like, okay. So we worked next to each other about a year probably before we actually officially met.
I don't know why that didn't happen sooner. I think we were both resistant about it.
Yeah, because everyone's trying to fix us up. That's why.
Yeah, because I was like, okay. And then what happened was, it was Christmas. Mm-hmm. And I... decided I was going to buy some gifts for my commercial customers.
Well, because he's your landlord, that's why.
And he's our landlord. And so I somehow got these baskets. They were like a, it had like candy cane in it, and I don't know whatever else it was. I don't know, I can't remember where I even got them from, but it was like something, you know, for Christmas. And so I went over and I gave one to Dr. Hughes' wife. Came back, boss didn't think much about it. Well, he comes back with her the basket, and she's like, "You're coming back over here in about 10 minutes with this basket." And I was like, "Okay, why?" It's like, "You're going to meet Catherine." And so what am I supposed to do? And so I guess on your side of the fence, what was happening, Kathy?
So I was in with a patient, and I came out, and she's like, "You need to go to the front desk." I'm like, "Okay, why?" And she's like, "Because I knew about the basket. We all knew about the basket." And so I was going to ask for a candy cane out of it because I was like, "There's a candy cane. I'll have one." And everyone's like, "Where's the basket go?" And I'm like, "I don't know.
The basket had been revoked.
It's been gone." And we were like, "Okay, so I'll go ask where it's at or whatever." And she's like, "Well, you have to stay up front." Then she tells us that she had him, that I was meeting him, and that I had to sit up there till he came back. So I was like, "Oh, yeah." Great.
And so I was like, I came in. It wasn't awkward at all, was it?
Oh, it was very awkward.
Yeah, it's like, yes. Okay. I was like, "Here's your basket again. Oh, have you met Catherine?"
Yeah.
And I was like, "Hi." And she's like, "Hi." And it's like, you know, I guess they were like, unbeknownst to me, there were like little kids underneath the table too, or something.
His children were underneath.
I did not know this.
Laughing because I had to sit up there, and everybody knew what was going on, so they're all staring at me, and Mark had no idea they were there underneath.
So that's how we met.
Yeah.
And so now I've got to follow up on this, you know, or decide to. So it was kind of like Christmas. So time we got, I know Kathy went back to Florida, and So it was somewhere around, you know, the first week in January. And I was like, "Okay, I'm going to call her." And so I called her up, and, you know, I guess at this point where I was older, it wasn't like I was, you know, 14 or something. I wasn't as nervous as I was when I was a kid. She's making it roll her eyes. But anyway, so I called her up. I was like, "Is Catherine there?" And I guess, what did they say? "Oh, Mark's on the phone." Or what did they do?
I pulled me out of a patient and said, "There's a phone call for you." And I'm like, "Huh?" Because I don't usually get phone calls at work. So
yeah.
So I
figured I'd like take her up for lunch because that way we could, you know, see how it went or whatever. And so I was like, "Hey, let's go out for lunch." And I was like, maybe, I think I called her on Monday. I think I was just,
yes,
and
Monday.
So I was like, "Maybe we can go like Wednesday or Thursday." And she's like, "No, they're going today."
I said, I was going to school and I had a schedule, and I said, "I can't."
Yeah, but she wanted to go that day.
So no, that was the only day I could go.
Okay. But yeah. It looked like it was like, okay. So we went out to the Country Cottage Restaurant.
Yes.
And shout out to Mary Weaver.
Yes.
And we were there at Country Cottage, and you know exactly where we sat. And I'm sitting there, and I just couldn't understand, like, why would a girl from Florida move to Hazel? I mean, she's a younger girl, attractive girl. What is she doing in Hazel? It just doesn't make any sense. Like, you know, I knew she had a career down in Florida. But why would you just, you know, pull up your roots and just come up here? I mean, I can see somebody that's maybe retiring to the area coming from Florida, but we don't get a whole lot of young single girls moving to Hazel from Florida. This doesn't seem to happen.
At that time.
Yeah, maybe we do today. But so I just was wanting to ask her, like, you know, so we sat there at lunch and I was like, "Okay," I said, "why are you here?" And Kathy's like,
"Because you asked me to lunch?"
She thought that I was asking, "Why are you here on this lunch date with me?" Like I was some kind of crazy person or something.
She was like, this guy's nuts or something. This is
great. What's your expectations for our relationship? You know, we're sitting there just first 5 minutes. And so she thought I was asking why she was here on a lunch date.
And I'm like, "Because you asked me to lunch."
Yeah. And I was like, no,
why are you here?
Why did you move to Hazel?
Oh,
so I guess she thought I was a little more, yeah.
That made more sense. So I was like, "Oh, brother."
So I couldn't figure it out. But so we ended up, that was it for us. I mean, we you know, we started talking and we just hit it off from the get-go. And next thing I knew, I was buying a ring. And insuring that ring, right?
Yes, you did.
Yeah, so it was. That's how it went down. It was. We were married within a year and 2 months. Mm-hmm. So we got engaged right about 9/11, and I think Kathy
after
felt
9/11.
Yeah, I think Kathy's like, "Well, you know what? It's the end of the world.
Might as well get married.
Might as well go ahead and marry this guy, maybe."
No, that wasn't it.
Yeah,
I mean, I wouldn't just marry a guy just because it's 9/11.
Well. Yeah, so. It was a crazy time in the world, you know.
Yes,
but,
it is.
But that was it. And we and that led into her coming to work for me because it made sense.
I actually started working for you before we were married.
Yeah, because it made sense because, you know, she can support me. And, boy, I needed the help, too. I mean, I really did. And it just worked out that Kathy was awesome at this job. I mean, I could have, you know, she could have been interested in something else, but she's come along and stood with me. She's helped me through the years, and we don't really have a whole lot of disagreement, really.
We complement each other because he does certain things that I don't, and I do stuff that he doesn't.
A lot of people are like, how do you work your wife? I'd kill my wife, or I'd kill my husband, you know. Well, that's not us. We get along, and I couldn't spend all day long with my wife. I couldn't, but we're always together.
We just do different parts of the business, which makes it good because we don't really overlap each other. Yeah.
That is the story, and I guess the takeaway is we can insure everything but
a broken heart.
And if you are going to be buying any type of jewelry for Valentine's Day, call your agent and get that on your insurance policy. Yes. That way you will be covered.
All right.
So this is our Valentine's Day show.
Happy Valentine's. And
I hope everybody has a great Valentine's Day. Again, this is Mark and Kathy Moore on WJRB Talk of the Mountains.
Statements on this show as to policies and coverages and other content provide general information only, and no warranties are provided as to their accuracy. Listeners should consult with their licensed agent as to how these coverages pertain to their individual situation. Information provided on this show does not constitute professional advice. If you have insurance, legal, tax, or financial planning questions, you need to contact your qualified professional. All coverages are subject to the terms, conditions, and exclusions of the actual policy issued. Not all policies or coverages are available in every state.